You are going to listen to 5 tour operators and travel agents talking about trends in tourism. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are 2 extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
My experience is that people prefer several shorter holidays per year. Say, a week skiing, a few days on some beach, and 1 or 2 city breaks, rather than the traditional 3-week summer holiday. If they stick to the old pattern of the 3-week beach holiday, they tend to choose exotic destinations like Thailand or the Dominican Republic, rather than Italy, Spain, or Greece.
Speaker 2.
It's undeniable that the internet has changed the whole travel industry, a development that has affected us greatly to the extent that many travel agents have been driven out of business. E-tourism is all the craze now, with people not only using the internet as a source of information, you know, everyone involved in the business needs their own website nowadays. And then you have these discussion forums and the ratings and whatnot. Of course, people also do their own bookings via the internet, cutting out the middleman, as it were.
Speaker 3.
There's a lot of evidence that many people, and not just young travellers, opt for cheaper accommodation nowadays. It certainly is one way to save money when on holiday, and so people no longer necessarily stay at hotels or bed and breakfast places, but do house swapping, for instance, or sofa surfing. Websites like Airbnb offer private accommodation to suit all tastes and budgets, everything from flat shares to luxurious villas and chalets.
Speaker 4.
Research suggests that many new target groups are evolving in tourism. For example, the 50-plus generation, affectionately called golden oldies or silver surfers, retired people with a lot of time on their hands who are fit and enterprising and can afford cruises or educational trips. Then there are the new tourists from emerging countries like the BRICS states, Brazil, India, China, South Africa, whose growing middle classes are keen on exploring the world. Another new niche is, for instance, special interest groups like GLB tourism, gay, lesbian and transgender travellers, or school graduates or single parents, to name but a few.
Speaker 5. As far as I'm concerned, the 2 most important trends in the tourism industry at the moment are space travel on the one hand and ecotourism on the other. There have been first trips to outer space by individuals already, as I'm sure you know, and companies like Virgin Galactic are planning to offer them to a broader public in the not-so-distant future. The second trend, ecotourism, is of course a reaction to the excesses of mass tourism and the environmental and human damage it causes. Walking holidays, cycling tours, farmhouse holidays, etc., are an encouraging development as they're all forms of sustainable tourism, which don't harm people or the environment. Speaker 1.
My experience is that people prefer several shorter holidays per year. Say, a week skiing, a few days on some beach, and one or two city breaks, rather than the traditional three-week summer holiday. If they stick to the old pattern of a three-week beach holiday, they tend to choose exotic destinations like Thailand or the Dominican Republic, rather than Italy, Spain, or Greece.
Speaker 2.
It's undeniable that the internet has changed the whole travel industry, a development that has affected us greatly to the extent that many travel agents have been driven out of business. E-tourism is all the craze now, with people not only using the internet as a source of information, you know, everyone involved in the business needs their own website nowadays. And then you have these discussion forums and the ratings and whatnot. Of course, people also do their own bookings via the internet, cutting out the middleman, as it were.
Speaker 3.
There's a lot of evidence that many people, and not just young travellers, opt for cheaper accommodation nowadays. It certainly is one way to save money when on holiday, and so people no longer necessarily stay at hotels or bed and breakfast places, but do house swapping, for instance, or sofa surfing. Websites like Airbnb offer private accommodation to suit all tastes and budgets, everything from flat shares to luxurious villas and chalets.
Speaker 4.
Research suggests that many new target groups are evolving in tourism. For example, the 50-plus generation, affectionately called golden oldies or silver surfers, retired people with a lot of time on their hands who are fit and enterprising and can afford cruises or educational trips. Then there are the new tourists from emerging countries like the BRICS states, Brazil, India, China, South Africa, whose growing middle classes are keen on exploring the world. Another new niche is, for instance, special interest groups like GLB tourism, gay, lesbian and transgender travellers, or school graduates or single parents, to name but a few.
Speaker 5. As far as I'm concerned, the two most important trends in the tourism industry at the moment are space travel on the one hand and ecotourism on the other. There have been first trips to outer space by individuals already, as I'm sure you know, and companies like Virgin Galactic are planning to offer them to a broader public in the not-so-distant future. The second trend, ecotourism, is of course a reaction to the excesses of mass tourism and the environmental and human damage it causes. Walking holidays, cycling tours, farmhouse holidays, etc., are an encouraging development as they're all forms of sustainable tourism, which don't harm people or the environment.